Please note that in this recording, some of the questions may be inaudible, but the master's answers are audible and clear.
Any question you would like to ask? Yes.
Is it necessary that one has another guru to give up this other guru?
I don't know what you mean by giving up or getting one. What is your concept of giving up and getting one?
I'm asking someone else to be my teacher. Is it wrong also to ask for initiation here?
The question is, if you are following that path and following that philosophy, and you are convinced with that philosophy, then what is the necessity to change? And if you are not following that path, you are not convinced about that path, then there is nothing to give up at all. Yes?
Yes, Master. In one of the books, there is a mention of 3 o'clock in the morning, the time of the minister or the hour of the minister. Also, you've spoken that any time, really, that we can put the meditation. In the past, myself, I didn't use any kind type of person, but because of your sister.
Well, sister, the thing is, any time is good for meditation. Whatever time we give to meditation, that stands to our credit. There's no wrong time for meditation. Every time is good when we attend to meditation. Morning hour has certain advantages over other timings. So we try to make use of those advantages. When you get up in the morning, you're absolutely fresh. You are not any more tired. And you have forgotten all the episodes of the last day, ups and downs. And your mind is not much scattered. Children are also sleeping in the home. They're not hustle and bustle in the streets in the morning hours. And you don't expect any knock or a telephone in the morning hours. And moreover, when you're going to start a day, why not start in the name of the Father? The atmosphere we built by attending to meditation should help us to go through ups and downs for the whole day. That is the only advantage of the morning time. But if somehow somebody cannot give time in the morning, he shouldn't think that his whole day is lost. He can attend any time. Any time is good. Yes?
Yamaraji, beyond it seems to be very difficult. If it doesn't come, you will assume you're something wrong with him.
This is what is easy. Dhyan is difficult, but what is easy?
But if it comes to me, Vajra, is it all right?
You see, while doing Simran, we should try to contemplate on the form of the Master. Even when you are hearing the sound, give your full attention to the sound. Don't worry about Dhyan. Then your mind will, scatter, trying to visualize the Master and all. Then you give full attention to the sound. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, any number of them.
What is the difference in quality, or is there a difference in quality?
Difference of quality?
Between near darshan and far away darshan. It's very near the master's darshan.
Well, sister, it depends upon the person. Some people, being 1,000 miles away from the Master, are near the Master. They are carrying their Master with them. Some people, right living in the presence of the Master, they are 1,000 miles away from Him. It is not the seeing which makes the darshan. It is the intensity of love, pangs of love, to be with the Master. And always carrying your Master with you, that is darshan. I've just explained to you. Yes? Pardon?
This is not too personal a question. Could you tell us the date of your initiation?
They found out the date from the register. My name is there. And but they can tell you, you see, office can tell you if you are interested in that date. Nothing secret about it. You see, my auntie who brought me up, she just expired a couple of years ago. She was always provoking us to ask the great master for initiation. Because we have been brought up in that atmosphere, and in school we are just children, you see, fond of plays and all that. So once we asked the great master, he asked, and he said, after you finish your matric, after I pass my matric, I'll finish my schooling. So I forgot after that. But when my result came and I passed, so then she told the great master, and I was playing and I was called for initiation. And I was initiated. That's all. Pardon? I was initiated by the great master. Of course, we were about 200 or 300 people in the same hall, and my neighbors were Tangawalas. They used to ply Tanga from railway station to Dera, and they were both my neighbors on right and left. One was probably Jagat Singh, another was Hari Singh, something like their name, you see. Yes? Yes, we have problem of falling asleep. This is with everyone. Nothing new with me or new with you. Well, I enjoy my sleep. I again get up. This is a constant struggle with everyone, you see. It depends upon your daily activities, your food, so many things, you see. Yes?
So, if you put it right, some folks consign very small amounts of vitamin A and alcohol. How much wrong with that?
Well, brother, principles are very clear. We have to abstain from egg alcohol. Now, some homeopathic medicines have some spirits, you can't help them. And there's nothing much of alcohol or nothing much of spirit in them at all. But egg is different. We should try to avoid egg at any cost. Anything containing eggs should be avoided. But otherwise, some medicines, practically many medicines, have spirit in them. And spirit is also part of alcohol. But that small part of alcohol doesn't bother you. Yes? Pardon?
Quite often happens that I do switch from Simran continues. Is it wrong for my
brother? Well, brother, you should try to switch on to the sound and not do Simran, if possible. Don't do Simran, just try to be attentive to the sound.
My words automatically.
But try not to do it. Yes?
For me, death is both an attractive and a frightening idea. And I think painful it can become a mental obsession.
Pardon?
Shandia, spending too much time thinking about writing a book.
Speaking of?
Yeah.
Huh?
The shine.
I'm not following.
Thinking about death continually.
Continuing about death? Are you frightened of death? Are you fond of death?
Well, I have mixed feelings.
Hmm?
I have mixed feelings because I have
mixed. Neither you should be fond of it, nor you should be frightened of it.
Should I think about it?
Should just forget about it. When it comes, it will come. You will not be able to avoid it. Then why think about it? And why be obsessed by it? And why, I mean, fear it? We can't avoid it. We have to face. Let it come when it comes. Yes?
Say something about meditation versus forgetting.
Pardon?
Did you say something about meditation being?
Meditation is nothing but a rehearsal to die. Because at the time of death, our consciousness is drawn to the eye center, then the soul leaves the body. And same process we are doing every day. So it is a rehearsal to die every day. And that is why we say die to live. Withdrawing your consciousness to the eye center, we are dying. So that we may get everlasting life and live forever. It is a rehearsal to death. Yes?
I think it's more difficult for us waking up in some joyful time.
Come?
Eh?
No, I don't think that is especially difficult for you and it's easier for Indian. That I don't agree with it. No. It is same, problem is same, brother, for everybody. Mind is same. There's only difference of half a person this way or that way. But problem is same. Everybody has to face. Human mind is same, human problems are same, human entanglements are same. There's not much difference. Yes?
After the disciple obtained self-realization and God realization,
that's right.
Are we then taken out of its creation, dying, or are we kept here in the physical body for some job, or if we are, what kind of jobs might we do?
Well, sister, if once you are one with the Father, if you have still some karmas to go through in this life, or say obligations, other people's karma, they have to be started through you, you will be here. It doesn't mean instantly you will die. That doesn't mean that. You have your realization within, and yet you are in the body. Because you have certain obligation to discharge certain karmas, concerning not only you, but concerning others also.
I remember in the book you talked about some realized souls who are not masters giving initiation, they have certain jobs, something like that?
I don't know about all that philosophy, but you can be, you see, as you have read in the Bible, Christ said, I can take this body when I want to, I can leave this body when I want to. And I can be at the level of the humans, and I can also at the same time level of the Father. He makes it very clear in the Bible. I can take this body when I want to, I can leave this body when I want to. I can be in the body, I can be out of the body. Yes?
Possible to maintain this physical body without physical food, but by transforming the prana from the bhokta?
It's not possible. You will be able to maintain for few days, then what? What is the beauty about that?
Well, it feels very good not to have.
You mean you'll be able to save a lot of food?
Well, a lot of time, but when there's no food in the body, then there's no need to sleep either, and it just feels much better, like after not having to
eat. Well, try it. Try it, how long you can live without it.
Many times, and I have such an urge.
But how long?
40 days on water.
It's, and that is all right. 40 days, even Jews also say without food they like to live, Muslims also. I'm a little food, not much. But instead of punishing yourself, why not have little food, or only what keeps your body going on, or the right type of food? Why be a glutton at all? First we try to eat too much, then we try to fast, to get rid of all that. Why not just have a normal food, you see, and keep up in a normal way?
But it feels bad, not to have it.
All right, don't eat. Don't eat. If it suits you, don't eat. Yes.
I think that the animals want to say that the feeling that we don't eat is completely different. Or not only of the body, of
Well, sister, this can be a means, but it cannot be end by itself. Fasting can be a means to achieve certain end, but it is not an end by itself. Just by mere fasting, you don't achieve any spirituality. But by feeling light, not eating too much, you can attend more time to meditation. You can feel better. But meditation you can't avoid. Just by fasting you can't reach anywhere.
But there are some techniques, yogi techniques, that you can live without eating what you think.
But you see, after all, after some time you again will have to eat. Yes, long time, but that is also a comparative word, long time. 1 year, 2 years, how long? Well, try it. But why torture your body? What for?
But you don't torture.
What is the gain by it?
It's a normal situation. After eating, while you are habituated to it.
Neither by fasting, nor by too much eating, nor a little eating, you achieve nothing. Ultimately, you have to turn to meditation. Yes?
What the soul has reached for us when we merge into the world? Does it remember all of its past life, or does it just go on?
Well, sister, after you realize your goal, your destination, you have a knowledge about your whole past, but you're not interested in the past. I mean, you hardly eat matches to you don't bother about it. You see, it doesn't make any difference to you. Yes. You're so much absorbed in your own love. And nothing else is left in you. Love means elimination of everything. And only you and the beloved. That's all. So you're not concerned or bothered about all those things. And even if you know, it's nothing much pleasant to know about all that. Yes?
Sometimes when I meditate, I feel myself go someplace else, and immediately I get frightened and come very quickly back. Why do I have this fear?
It is the mind, probably, trying to project so many things before you, and you think you are there. You don't go anywhere at all. It's mind which runs.
Sometimes I feel like the mind projects, and sometimes it feels real, but there is someplace else real that my consciousness goes.
You see, this does happen sometime in meditation. Rather, ultimately it does happen that you feel that you are watching your own body and you are something different than your own body. Some other body is sitting and you are different from your own body, even if while you are acting in this life, you are moving about and behaving with other people, you find you are different than your body who is going through all these activities. You develop that split personality. You feel you are separated from your own self. Ultimately, we have to separate ourselves from the body. Yes, it's a good feeling. Yes. Huh? Fear of? Well, sister, fear is there because we are so much attached to this body and we don't want to lose it. And we think probably now we are, you see, getting separated from it. It means we are so much attached to it. With the help of Simran, you get out of it. You rise above this fear. With the help of meditation, sound and light, you definitely get out of it. Yes?
Maharaji, I have a question on Pankajara. Regarding to planting new seeds, and I'll use an example as having a business and if it's starting to grow, so a person planting seeds, and he just told me not to plant at all. And then you said later, what has to happen has already happened.
Yes.
And then someone asked a question in these lines, and he said, even your thinking is not in your hand.
That's right.
Does that mean this conversation now between you and I?
You see, I explained a couple of days ago that our thinking, we have developed a certain type of thinking due to our environments in which we got the education, atmosphere in which we have been brought up, parentage from where we have inherited all these things, the country in which we have been brought up. Our all thinking and acting has been conditioned by all these things, by our parentage, by our country, by our education, by our environments, by the atmosphere in which we bring, by our associations with people. They all go a long way to mold our mind to think in a certain direction. So how can we can say that our thinking is in our hand? This is in the hand of all these events which we have gone through. They have conditioned our mind in that way of thinking. So we are not absolutely free in our thinking even. A man born in Russia doesn't have the same way of thinking as a man born in America. Both call themselves free in at least thinking, but their thinking is different. Why? Because everybody's mind has been conditioned to think in a certain way. And we cannot eliminate those factors at all. You can't eliminate the parentage, the country of our birth, all our education, the environment, the association, the atmosphere we have been brought up. We can't eliminate those factors at all. A boy born in a satsangi family has a different type of thinking than a boy born in a non-satsangi family. He grows to be a vegetarian and he can't stand even, as I just told you, for me, having taken a birth in a satsangi family in the company of great master atmosphere, I just can't stand the name of a beer or a burger or non-vegetarian thing, you see. I mean, mind has been conditioned in that way. I know, logically, I know nothing wrong with them. It has no alcohol, it has no meat, no eggs. But thinking has been so strong against those things that the very name frightens you. So I can't say thinking is in my hand. Logically, I am wrong. Yes?
Along the lines of the conditioning that happens through your family and your environment, I feel that although I've been initiated, I still have a lot of resistance to the past. I can't deny that. I know that's the process of my upbringing.
Naturally, sister, due to our background, we do have our problems.
Right, but my question to you is the best thing for me to do with this project, turn that off and not think of it as meditation?
No, you should attend to your meditation because something is within you which is pulling you to meditation. Otherwise, you won't seek the path at all.
I just feel I have a strong pull in the other direction too. I don't know if it's the world, I feel that it's more.
Well, background is always there, which is in our way. Our family traditions are there, which is in our way. Many things we have to jump. We have to rise above to be on the path.
And the way to do that is
to that. Yes? Pardon? Sister, if one person's karma is changed, then so many hundred persons' karma will have to be changed. Our all karmas are connected, interconnected with each other. So karma, destiny is not changed. Remission can be of our store of karmas, or the seed which we have sown. Those seeds may not grow at all. But the destiny with which we are born, that cannot be changed. Attitude towards to face our destiny changes. But destiny itself will not change. We become strong to face that destiny without losing balance. As I gave example the other day, cycle of weather will remain the same. Winter will come, summer will come. You cannot change the winter and summer. But you can change yourself to adjust according to winter, according to summer. I may not suffer at all. But if you wish that you can change the weather, that's impossible. That has set, that will take its own form. Similarly, destiny will not change because it concerns so many people in this world. If the destiny is just independent, then we can think logically it can change. But it interdepends upon others, is interlinked with others. If an accident has to happen, nurse is involved, doctor is involved, hospital staff is involved, family people are involved, the man who's selling flower is involved, medicine person, people who are making medicine for you are involved, people, your well-wishers who come and visit you, who feel for you, they are involved. How many people's destiny you will change just to avoid that one incident? It's impossible. Because destiny is interlinked. But your attitude definitely changes. You take those things very lightly and you go through them smilingly. Yes? Pardon?
I always feel that this life is the best life which I ever had.
You know nothing about the previous lives at all. How can you compare? Well, take it as the best. Make use of the best. Because we are, sister, only concerned with this life. We are not concerned with the previous lives at all now. They have come and gone. We don't know whether we suffered or whether we were happy or what was our condition. Why bother about it? That's a closed chapter. So we should try to make best use of the present time. That is the main thing. Yes?
Can a person, by forgiving another person, erase a karma?
Pardon?
Can one person, when he forgives another person something that was done to him, actually erase the karma? Or is it just a psychological?
As far as you are concerned, if you have forgiven somebody, you have eliminated that karma. Now it depends upon the other person. He has forgiven you or not forgiven you, or whatever his condition of the mind is, that he knows best. But as far as you are concerned, he has transgressed against your rights, against your privileges. You have forgiven him. You are free.
How about the other way around? Somebody forgives me. Somebody tells me that
if he has forgiven you, then he has erased that karma. Yes, but not you. Because you have not repented what you have done. You have not apologized and you are not repentant at all what you have done.
Well, if I ask for forgiveness, somebody says, I forgive you.
Yes, at least you just disconnect yourself from that event, that's all. That is why Christ said, you see, somebody asked him that how many times we should seek forgiveness? 7 times or 77? He said 77 times, means unlimited time. If you want to get rid of this karma, you must seek his forgiveness. There's no question of fixing time that you have to ask for 2 times or 3 times or 4 times. Don't numerically try to calculate that. You have just to seek the forgiveness, that's all. That's what he tried to explain.
Similar question. Can you ask
forgiveness? You are free. Now he has to face his own consequences, you see. But as far as you are concerned, your conscience is clear, provided you are not trying to deceive yourself. You have really repented and you are really sorry. You are free. Yes, yes?
If you try to forgive somebody and you say you forgive them, yet you still remember what happened.
You may remember, but you shouldn't have any grudge against him for that action. Otherwise, you are not forgiving them. You just forgive from the heart. And that doesn't mean that you forgive, that you forget that incident. But it doesn't affect you now because it doesn't weigh on your mind. Still it is weighing on your mind and you say, all right, I forgive you. There is no forgiveness at all.
If the other person wants to carry on as if that event never happened, and you can't...
He is responsible for his way of thinking, you see. You are responsible for your way of thinking. Yes?
Similar question would be, when one person slanders another person, does he actually take on that other person's karma?
Taking other karma means, you see, he has now interlinked with his karma. Now you are free and he was free. You have no connection. Now by surrendering him, you have interlinked yourself with him. You have connected yourself with him through that bond of karma. So in a way, you have taken that karma on you. Yes. Yes, yes.
It also means that, you know, if you intentionally hurt somebody in the past, doesn't mean you have to hate them, but you can hurt them.
Well, the main thing is, brother, you must, in spite of your best efforts, then you leave it to the Father. Yes, yes.
Thank you. Prashad.
Pardon?
What value is there in Prashad?
Value of Prashad? Well, I have discussed it so many times, it reminds you of the Master. It reminds you of the teaching. It reminds you of that atmosphere in which the prasad was given to you. All these things go a long way to take you towards meditation. And that is the value of prasad. It doesn't have some magical effect. Yes. Pardon?
On some days, you put in a sincere effort to your body, but not always, but 2.5 hours. And the Lord is still forgiveness.
Sister, even if you can't give 2.5 hours, it doesn't make much difference, as long as you are punctual about your meditation. At every day you are attending, your mind is there towards meditation, intention is there towards meditation, and you are living in meditation all day. Mere clock time doesn't make any sense. Yes? To offer? No, there's no bad manner, nothing bad about it. But it is for the Master whether he gives it or not. Yes?
I find it difficult to make a single line here.
Pardon?
It's difficult for me to make my simran strong and clear.
Sister, you should go on doing it. Do your best. Lord helps us to improve. Yes?
Master, when we do meditation and we feel, this wasn't the preferred first. The most defiant or more concentration.
Every meditation is good. Our very effort of sitting in meditation is good. No meditation is bad. Well, sister, self-realization is getting the soul released from the clutches of the mind. As you know, soul and mind are not together. There are so many covering of the soul, covering of our sins, of our karmas. To remove all those coverings from the soul or to separate it from the association of the mind is self-realization. Now, merging of the soul back to the Father is a God-realization. Christ said, "Ye have become whole. Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing can come unto thee." He said, now since I have put you on the path, so you know the way, you know the path, so you are on the process of becoming whole. When do we become whole? When the soul is separated from the mind. When soul goes beyond the realm of mind and maya. There you know, I know myself. That is self-realization. And there you become whole. When you become whole, when you become pure, then you go and merge back into the pure being. That is God-realization. I often give an example. Cloud becomes a rain and merges into the dirt. Now with heat, that water just evaporates and leaves the dirt. It becomes, goes and merges back into the cloud. It is self-realization. It's no more part of the dirt. It doesn't stagnate anymore with the bad association of the earth. It has gone and become cloud. It is self-realization. When it goes back into the sea, it is God realization. Yes. Pardon?
The length of time it takes the soul after the self-realization go back, God realization go back to the same for all souls, when the soul has achieved self-realization.
I'm not following your question.
The length of time it takes for the soul after the achieved self-realization go achieve God realization the same for all souls.
You see, the thing is, as long as the mind is with the soul, soul cannot realize itself. And when the mind comes to its own source, then the soul automatically gets released from the clutches of the mind. Now soul controls the mind. Before that, mind was controlling the soul. And senses were controlling the mind. So we have reversed the whole process. Now soul controls the mind and mind controls the senses. When soul controls the mind, dominates the mind, that is self-realization. When the soul becomes one with the Father, that is God realization. So even after achieving self-realization, soul does stay in the body, but now it is the master of the soul, mind, not slave of the mind. First it was slave of the mind. Still some question to ask? Yes, please. Yes, they know, no, love, they are very wonderful people. They are example of service and love. You see, if we are filled with love and devotion for the Father, all qualities like cream on the milk comes on the surface. If we love the Father, we love the lovers of the Father. The more we love them, the more we serve them, the more our love for the Father grows.
You said before, I found the repeat. You found the repeat only the answer, but you said that the more we serve.
You see, loving all means the loving one who is in all of them. Loving all means loving the one who is in all of them. When we love the Lord, we love His creation because the Creator is in creation. So actually it's the love for the creation, the Creator in the creation. Yes?
The less desire I have to be with people and be part of it and show, and there's just this desire to just withdraw as much as possible and kind of few dealings at all possible with the world. And I just wonder if that's like the running, wanting to run away in the cave is around to say you should want to do it. That really all I want to eliminate. After all healing, shortages, close family. Is that all right? You want to cut it all
way down? I don't understand what you're trying to explain, or what you're trying to justify.
Well, you're saying that the question came up when you were talking about loving all and serving all.
Yes.
And I found that I've done that for so many years, and I no longer have that desire to do that. I just want to eliminate and follow my
Because you have not been loving all, you are loving particular people. That is the problem. These all complications arise when we love particular persons, particular people. That is not loving all.
But I think it's a great volume of people.
Then that means attachment to certain type of people, certain people. Loving all means loving the one who is in all of us. There is no attachment to anybody, it's only attachment to the Creator. You don't have to, you don't have to. If you really love, you always love His creation. You love the birds, you love the animals even. You don't try to destroy or have a destructive tendency. That is loving all. You don't like to hurt anybody, lest you may displease the Father. You like to do something which pleases the Father. Your focus is on one Father, not on those people. Yes?
Do you have to advance far in meditation to be able to do that?
You see, Christ has explained us. He said, first principle, what He said, you see, love thy Father with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy body. After that He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. We are always in love with ourselves. He says, also love thy neighbor in the same way. The whole creation is our neighbor. That is loving the whole creation. Unless you follow the first principle, you cannot follow the second one. When you will be able to realize the Father, when you are able to love the Father with your body, with your mind, with your soul, you automatically will love your neighbor, the whole creation. Then you will have a loving nature, sympathetic, loving nature, kind heart, heart full of service for others.
An advanced soul, doesn't he see the soul in every other?
I think in this direction, your Christian missionaries have gone far ahead. Right in the remote corners, just see how they love, go and love the patients and lepers and all those people. How serviceable and useful these people are to them. They try to educate them, try to be helpful to them, just for the sake of Christ. They have no affinity for those people. They are only trying in their own way to please Christ. That spirit comes in us. That missionary spirit. Yes?
I'd like to ask, if it is possible before starting meditation to do some pranayama to have more energy?
Well, sister, you can do any yama, there's no problem. But meditation has nothing to do with this yoga at all.
Not in meditation, before.
You can do any time, I said. You can do before, after, if it suits you. It doesn't suit everybody. The question is to keep healthy in order to attend to meditation. In order to keep healthy, you can do anything. You can do yoga, you can do exercise, you can play.
Breathing exercise, pranayama.
It is not essential that pranayama is very essential for meditation.
Just for energy, to get more energy.
Well, there are so many other ways of also getting energy. The question is that we should have sufficient strength within us. energy within us to attend to meditation. How you get that energy, that's a different way.
It helps me. Can I
bring it?
It helps
what?
It helps me.
It helps what?
It helps me.
Yes, yes, you can do it. I said there's no harm. But you can't generalize these things, you see. Yoga, any type of yoga is just for the health. It has no spiritual significance. Yes?
It happens sometimes that we can hear the sound. Is it essential to sit in the posture, or is it just to close eyes and pay attention to the attention?
Well, brother, posture is not very important for meditation. It's not a must for meditation. It's a help in meditation from the health point of view. Ultimately, when you are in touch with the sound, you are even unconscious of your body in what way you are sitting. You're not even conscious of your body. But from the health point of view, this is the right posture. Yes, at least to begin with, in the beginning stage. But when you are in touch with the sound within, then you don't have to do all that. Then you can sit in any posture and you will be in touch with the sound and life.